I grew up in the 60s. Yeah, that was my time of becoming an adult. And in the 60s, we were all concerned about Uncle. Was he invading our space? Was he too inquisitive? Was he on top of us? We had a lot of riots with the police. We had a lot of problems with the police. We used to use bad words to describe them. And that was all, I think, a sense of wanting to be free and independent as much as we can be in a community such as we live in America. So I finally came to the conclusion that the Republican Party best represented that party, which tended to stay out of people's lives, less regulation, greater freedom in the economy. And so I went that direction rather than the direction that many of my good friends went, which was through the Democratic Party.
What do you think of this year's candidates?
Well, of course, I support the Republican candidate. I, quite frankly, am disappointed in our candidate. I think that Romney has proven to be a weak campaigner. His campaign has not done what I think it should have done, and that is showing up in the polls today. There's still a few weeks to go, so perhaps things can change. But I think Romney has shown himself to be a fairly weak candidate. Obama is a fantastic campaigner. He's a good person, and his heart is in the right place. I disagree with his policies. I still support Romney. I think he's going to be a good governor if he wins, but I don't think he's the strongest campaigner that we've ever seen.
What are the issues that are most important to you?
I would have preferred Romney to become president because I think that Obamacare will become law. It is law, but it will continue. It's sort of like Social Security. It's sort of like Medicare and Medicaid. Once those programs are in place, really you can't get rid of them. And I think the same thing is going to happen. I would have liked to have seen it, Obamacare, defeated, and I don't think it will be. And I also think that Romney would have tried to find solutions that reduce the amount of regulation that we have in our economy. I think Obama will look for government solutions, and I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So but those, you know, they're pretty simple issues. They're not. I think Obama's a good man. I think he's a good American.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was born in Hawaii. And but I think that Romney would have been a better administrator of this country.
How have you felt Obama has done with foreign policy?
I think that his foreign policy has been defensible. I've been really pleased with his Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Clinton. I think she's been a relatively good Secretary of State. There's a lot of criticism of Obama by the Republicans, and the such things as his tendency to, as the Republicans have said, apologize for America. But by and large, I don't think it's highly, I can be highly critical of it. There are problems arising now in the Middle East, and I think it's, for me, too early to say that it's because of Obama's policies that these things are happening. I think they're happening for domestic reasons in these countries.
Why do you think that our economy is so messed up?
Well, we went through...
That's a big question,
I
realize.
That's a big, big question. But we went through a very serious economic downturn. And it will take a long time to get out of it. I have the opinion that presidents take too much credit for when times are good and take too much blame for when times are bad. I do think that the government has fingerprints all over this downturn. If you think of the real estate crash is in large part caused by excesses in the financial sector. And those excesses were caused, I think, by a government program which was initiated during the Clinton years, carried forward during the Bush years, of trying to increase the number of people who could own homes. And there were so many government policies that promoted that. And when Wall Street figured out what the government was providing, they took advantage of it. So that's another reason that I'm a Republican. I think we should keep government as far away from markets as we can, so that there is reduced distortion in the markets. But I know we need regulation.
Which candidate do you think has a good chance of winning, and why?
I think Obama's going to win. I've believed Obama's going to win for a long time. At first, I believed he's going to win because I think he's the luckiest candidate that has ever come along. But I also believe that he's extremely successful campaigner. He's very good at campaigning. And, you know, if you look at the polls today, the swing states are moving towards Obama. And I think it's going to be very difficult for Romney to win. Mm. I went to the state convention as a supporter of Romney because I felt he was the strongest of a weak array of candidates. But I don't expect him to win. I hope he does.
How do you think the Republican Party is doing right now? Do you think that when you go to a convention like that, do you feel like there's some fracturing among the party? Not that there isn't among other parties as well, but
any of the two parties, main parties, Republican and Democrat, are big tent parties. And if they're not, they can't succeed. Under that umbrella, you're going to find factions, and you should find factions. And these fights between the factions go back and forth, and that's why you see people, we go from Eisenhower to Reagan to a guy like Bush, and now a candidate like Romney. It's not a straight line. It's an up and down process, and depending on the conditions in our country, various factions gain strength and lose strength.
Mm. Why do you think that we're in our country so polarized?
Well, politically we're polarized, I think. We get the politicians that we deserve, and we as a populace are divided in our opinions about a number of things. And I don't know why that is. I'm just not a sociologist, and I can't go into a long dissertation on that. But the political mess that we have in Washington is not only as a result of the kind of voting that we have, the kind of electorate that we have, but it's also has something to do with the jet airplane. We used to have our representatives go to Washington, stay in Washington. Their families stayed there. Their little kids played baseball with, you know, a Democrat if they were a Republican, back and forth. They sat down, they drank together, they played cards together. They don't do that anymore. They fly home on the weekends, their families stay at home, and they go home and they raise money. So there's a dysfunction in Washington itself. Certainly we send representatives to Congress that are ideologically dug in. But I do think there's something in Washington itself that causes some problems.
What do you think of the Tea Party and Occupy movements?
Well, that they're both dissatisfied with something. The Tea Party, I think, can be classified as a movement. I think that it shows similarity of dissatisfaction. They taxation is one of their big issues, and debt is another one of their big issues. And they stick to those as those their issues. There's a few others, and there are some differences between different tea parties, but those are basically the things that they believe in. They're organized enough to have gotten a number of candidates nominated. Some of those have worked out very well, and some of them have been disasters. But they, I think, can be, in my opinion, looked at as a movement. The occupiers just are all over the board, and they believe that organization, I think, is a bad thing. So far, they haven't seemed to stand for much consistently. So I don't know that it can be classified as a movement. It's more, this is a pejorative term, but they're more like a mob than a movement.
And what issues are important to voters out here in Western Colorado that may be different from other places on the Front Range? And I'm talking more about local government now.
As far as local government is concerned, probably the issues are similar. But I think that the Western Slope is so strongly influenced by the federal landowning that I took a look at a map the other day to see what the map looks like in Colorado, federal ownership and private ownership. Everything east of Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo is owned by private landowners. Almost everything to the west over here on the Western Slope is owned by the federal government. So we come into contact with the federal government and the federal agencies so much more frequently here. And it creates, I think, a dynamic of its own that is quite different from what anything we experience on the Eastern Slope. Eastern Slope is an urban area, so it has all of the urban issues that you find in an urban area. The Western Slope is a rural area. It has some larger towns, but the issues have to do with quality of life, the environment. And of course, we are almost strictly rural out this way, and rural people tend to be more independent, self-reliant. People on the Western Slope who live in an urban area tend to need more regulation. You need more traffic signs. You need more roads built. So your concerns are different. I don't know why this state got developed the way it did. I know that we are just a square put on a map, and the natural border between the Western Slope and the Eastern Slope was ignored, and it probably should not have been.
Like we should be two different states?
I believe we should. I've lived on both sides, and I know there is a difference.
Thanks so much for joining me. I've been speaking with Bob Keeler. He's a local member of the Republican Party, and we've been talking about this year's election. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.